Good evening, Professor. You're welcome. My name is Nontanta Ncube Ndaba. I'm the chairperson of this ad hoc committee. You have 45 minutes with us. Feel free, relax, make yourself comfortable. We are 11 members, and you are going to be asked questions by 11 of us. So 3 minutes is for you to answer the question, and 2 minutes is for members to ask you a question. If it happens that you did not hear the question, feel free to ask the honorable members to repeat their questions, because I don't want you to be stumped and not be free in asking any questions that you did not hear very well. The first question is about yourself. Tell us about yourself, who you are, where are you coming from, and why do you think you're a suitable candidate to be appointed as a commissioner for CGE?
First of all, I would like to thank you for this great opportunity to be here. As indicated, my name is Tiziyambi Pendla. I was born at Diepkloof, Zone 6. I grew up in Soweto, where I finished my primary education before being forced to go to a homeland, Venda, after the 1976, when the police were very brutal to students like me. I then completed my education in Venda, my teacher education in 1981. I started teaching in 1982 as a teacher. And then I came back to Venda again to complete my undergrad degree before completing several others, to include a PhD at Michigan State University, where I also received an award based on my activism, because I've always advocated for social justice. So that's why I think this is one of the reasons why I'm here, and I feel I'm the most suitable candidate, because my activism is based on my experience as a young black girl who was in most cases discriminated based on the fact that I was dark-skinned, and therefore when I look at oppression and discrimination, it's not necessarily based on the gender only, but also because of your the color of your skin, also because you are from a geographical area that is maybe from a rural area. But beyond that, I also bring to this Commission for Gender Equality a wealth of knowledge, because I've studied at a university where feminist theories were really increased into my understanding. So by then I was able to marry the experience and the theory. And I learned that women are not necessarily oppressed by virtue of being black or white or gender. In other words, it's not only the gender. We don't use the either or, but for especially black women, they're also oppressed and discriminated based on the other social constructs like religion, where they come from, geographical area, language, their cultural belief and expectations. So these are some of the things that are going to ground my understanding when I deal with issues of discrimination, and these are the things that I'm going to be able to use to unpack and understand the struggle of a woman, and a black woman in particular. And of course, I bring...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
3 minutes. Honorable member, it's now your turn. Honorable Velma, Honorable Mayisela, Honorable Standa, Honorable Tembegwai, Honorable Seke. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson, and welcome to you, Professor. I'm Wilma Niyadrukhan. I am deaf. I use sign language, and my sign language interpreter is voicing for me. Her name is Trudy. I do not see your CV here, but I want to ask you directly. The vulnerable groups made up of children with disabilities, adults with disabilities, adults with mental disabilities, adults with albinism, the LGBTQI plus communities, those kind of vulnerable groups, we see in that an escalation of abuse, victimization, and killings of that of those groups. So if you should have an opportunity to be appointed to the commission, how will you use your role there to try and reduce the increasing violence against those vulnerable groups? So what will you do? What will your role as a gender commissioner be in that? Thank you.
Must I wait and all answer immediately? Okay. First of all, the CGI is mandated to make sure that it creates a society free of oppression, free of discrimination. It's supported by the PEDUDA, the act that protects equality and also prevent discrimination or unfair discrimination. We are going to make sure that that legislation, the act itself, is implemented, because everyone has a right to life. Everyone has a right not to be discriminated. Awareness is also very important, because especially albinism and the gay, lesbian, that community are seen as anomalies, as people who are not supposed to form our communities. So if people don't know that they have a right and they are people and they are equally protected by our laws, they may continue to do that. But if awareness is raised to that level that people feel they are protected, and the laws themselves, they need to make sure that they protect them. They must be enforcement where compliance is not necessarily applied, and so that at least those who do these evil things must be taken to court and they must be punished.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just going to ask one question which will maybe be all-encompassing. We would like you to we would like you to tell us about the oppressive factors that bring about this gender inequality, and say how you are going to deal with them, and also give us about four drivers of gender inequality and how you'll be dealing with them. I think it's a repeat. And considering that what you'll be dealing with as a commissioner is not just a mere analysis of oppressive factors, but how to combat them. That's the essence of the commission, not just to articulate that these are the factors and the disadvantaged women and disadvantaged so and so, but how to really deal with these social ills. And since they cannot just be dealt with through legislation, legislation is just to lay the parameters. They are societal issues that need societal remedial activities, and one of them is socialization. So how would you really deal with that? So the factors that you are going to lay before us should be such that they encompass
or are a mirror of the social ills that lead to this type of gender discrimination or gender inequality. Thank you.
Oppressive factors, there are so many. I indicated that besides gender, women in particular are oppressed by factors like cultural beliefs. And that linked immediately to what you said about social factors. Because women are socialized to believe that men are the head of the family. So whenever there is an issue, women don't want to come up and oppose the men. And in most cases, we find that it's because of the economy challenges. Many a woman who do not necessarily feel that they bring enough on the plate, they will always and forever rely and depend on the men. So in other words, if we are able to address the fact of the finances or so that women don't depend on what the men brings to the house, they will feel more empowered because they will believe that they are able to create their own finances, their own means of survival. So the one factor is the economy and the salaries and the money, that when people feel that they don't have enough, therefore they will depend on this person who may end up oppressing them forever. The other thing the other remedy then, in most cases, especially in the public area, it means we need to make sure that the legislations like employment equity are adhered to, so that people are not discriminated based on the fact that they are women and they're getting less pay than men. The other factor for me will be maybe lack of education. Because we were previously discriminated, you find that most women are not necessarily qualified to be in these positions of power. So therefore, especially in the public area, it means it is a responsibility of the employer to make sure that they at least respect the Skill Development Act, where women are also given an opportunity. They are trained so that they can compete and so that they can earn more and like their men counterparts. I think the other thing I mentioned, education. The other thing, of course, is the fact that in most cases, women who are not necessarily in positions of of power, you find that they are also discriminated especially, let's say, for example, new mothers. They may be discriminated where the basic conditions of employment are not necessarily created to favor them.
Thank you very much. Three minutes is very little.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Professor. My name is Terry Sander. I am a member of the committee. Professor, I'd like to ask, you've mentioned that the drivers of inequality include culture and a couple of other things, but you've also now started mentioning acts like the Employment Equity Act, the Skills Development Act, and the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So you've identified, obviously, that culture and the workplace contribute to gender inequality. Now, with your understanding of the CGE and the role it plays, how will you, as a commissioner of the CGE, influence those two specific areas that you have identified where there's gender equality. So as a commissioner, how are you going to influence the cultural issue, and how are you going to influence the workplace issue in your role as a commissioner with those powers and functions? Thank you.
Thank you for the question and the comment. Gender commission, the CG is already playing a major role, especially in the workplace. Since 2014, they've been calling, especially CEOs and leaders of higher institutions of learning, to come and account on how they address the inequalities in their institutions, and where they are held accountable, and where they are supposed to come up with targets on how they are going to improve the situation, and when and what type of support do they need. So that part already I'm going to be able to play it, because I had an opportunity of being invited in several of these public hearings where we find that institutions come in and are accountable, and where they don't comply, their measures that are taken, it's either they will be charged or be taken to Parliament. And then with the issue of culture is very, very, very dynamic. It's difficult because it's a belief which has been instilled over time and may be supported by so many other issues. So that in its own will call, especially on the awareness, the raising of awareness that women are equal, gender is needs to be respected. So in other words, awareness where education and it's instilled, so that people need to understand that we are all equal, especially in South Africa, because of the Bill of Rights, that we need to be treated equally. So with the culture, it's from really different areas, the family itself and the community itself. I hope I've answered.
Honorable Thembe Kwayo.
Good evening. It's Dr. Thembe Kwayo. Welcome, Professor. You are a leader in research-related fields. In your opinion, what are the major challenges with regard to the implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of CGE? And secondly, what would be your new ideas that you are bringing to curb the mentioned challenges, should you be appointed as a commissioner? Thank you.
Implementation policies are there. I mean, we know that we have got great policies. We've got great legislations. We've got so many things that most of them are collecting dust, because policies, by virtue of their nature, they don't necessarily translate to implementation. So research has shown that challenges are identified, but the implementation is the willingness of the leadership. So in other words, those who are supposed to implement need to be committed and make sure that they make time, they plan, they understand the problem. Because if you don't understand the problem, you won't be able to implement it. Monitoring and evaluation, I think gender CGE is already doing that. Because every time it calls upon the leadership of private and public institutions to come and account when they have identified a problem. To answer your second question, new ideas. I've realized that, especially gender, people believe that gender is women. I don't believe gender is women. I believe gender is for both men and women. We have a problem right now with the boy child. Boys and men in general are kind of excluded when we talk about gender. And there's no community, there's no society where we're going to say the problem is because of the men and without including the men. Hence, I don't believe in the idea of men are trash. That one I don't believe, because this trash must be brought into the center to help us resolve the problem. We know, of course, that most women are discriminated based on gender and are killed, and there are so many things that are happening because of especially the rife oppression and all these evils are happening to women. But if we exclude men, definitely we're not going to solve the issue, because men are supposed to be in the center of helping us to resolve the gender imbalances and the gender issues that are caused by gender. So my issue is about the boy child.
Okay, next.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Che, and good evening, Prof. I just want to make a follow-up on the question that you have raised on the failure to implement the recommendations by the CGE. You said if either a government department or inter-government entity fails to implement the recommendations, then CGE has the powers to charge you or report you to Parliament. I think that's what you said. I just want you to take us through that process in the context of the CGE Act and the Constitution. And secondly, if you have time, can you give us the powers and functions of the Commission as outlined in the Commission on Gender Equality Act of 1996? Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. Indeed, CGE has the power to litigate and has the power to really take you to Parliament. The powers are there, but seemingly CGE is not necessarily applying them. Right in Section 187, CGE is given the powers to not monitor on loan or investigate, to research, educate, to lobby and to advise, but to also use these legislations that support equality and prevent discrimination. So from my experience, I find that in most cases when there is a case, somehow CGE leaves it to the lawyers and the case somehow is not complete. I know, for example, one that I'm very close to, because I was the victim myself, where there was even a court order for CGE to take it up. Somehow they left it there. But when we look at their role, they have a responsibility to make sure that the NPA is part to help, to support, because it's also one of the bodies that needs to be part of creation of unfair discrimination and to create a society that is free of oppression. The main objectives of, or the functions, I already indicated them. CGE is supposed to research. I mean, it's supposed to monitor. It's supposed to investigate, and it's supposed to educate. It's supposed to research. It's supposed to lobby where it influences government to change or review legislations, or it's supposed to even advise where there is a need, and also to report. So that reporting part is also supposed to be linked with the litigations where those who do not comply needs to be taken up with the institutions that have the power. I hope I've answered you.
Ngibonge sihlalo. Amhlonishwa wami professor. Kunabantu besifazana abahlukumezeka emaplazini. Emaplazini othola ukuthi kwakumhlaba wokhokho babo. Kodwa manje laba bamhlophe babakhipha babafuna ukuthi bangene babakhela even amagate ukuthi bangene. And ngangokuthi babashaya babaphuca imfuyo yabo la ko Dumbe kodande. Ngikhuluma ngeyinkubela abantu nabantu besilisa bayashawa lapha ngiyajabula uma ukhuluma ukuthi hayi ukuthi la sikhulumela ukuthi abantu besifazana nabodwana. Nabesilisa abanye babahamba uma walking stick but ekugcineni bakhala ngokuthi amaphoyisa kabasizi ngalutho banama-case number yonke into. Ngifuna ukwazi-ke ukuthi wena uma ngabe kwenzeka sikunikeza noma uthola le position. Laba bantu abahlushwa amalokhuzana abelungu emaplazini okhokho baba la kunamathuna khona azathi ma ngeke ngiye ndawo la ngeke ngishiye amathuna. Uzokwazi kanjani ukubalekelela ukuthi lawo macala bakwazi kwawina nomhlaba ubuyele kubona ngokusemthethweni especially wena njengoba uyasho ukuthi wakuba kwistruggle engikwazi kahle wawulwela khona ukuthi abantu bala bathole istuzi bathole umhlaba kuze bakwazi bafuye balima baphilise umndeni wabo. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chair. To you, Professor, I would like to know there are a lot of women who are abused at the farm areas. These farm areas being land that actually belonged to their forefathers or to their ancestors. You find that they are assaulted. Sometimes they are locked out. Even sometimes you find that their livestock is taken away from them. I am glad that you mentioned that gender is not only about women, because in this instance there are males. I'm talking about old people. Some are even using walking sticks to walk. They are assaulted. I want to know from you, what would you do if you were to be selected into this position to help them? Because they do state that they have opened cases and the police are not helping them. What would you do to help them to ensure that the cases that they have opened are seen to the end, so to speak? And also, I'm also glad that you mentioned that you have been in the struggle, so you struggled to ensure that the people get the land, they can live there, they can have their own livestock. So what would you do in such a situation? Thank you.
Ngiyabonga makhawula. Niyangivumela ukukhuluma isiZulu ngithi. Umthetho wethu uyasi protect ukuthi akukho umuntu ongashaya omunye. Thina as gender commission, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi senza ama-investigations, masizwile indaba enjalo, shuthi sizoya siyo-investigator. Masicela u-investigator, siyithole ukuthi indaba enjani leyo. Masiqeda lapho sisemthethweni la imele ibe khona. Umthetho wethu amaphoyisa. Umuntu mangashaywa noma kunjani, shuthi amaphoyisa amele enze umsebenzi wawo. Masithole ukuthi amaphoyisa kunalabo angayenzi umsebenzi wabo khona, shuthi ke amaphoyisa yiwo anecala. Amele iy'ntambo zomthetho ngowabo. Makhawula, kunomthetho othi abantu abadala, njengoba usho ukuthi labantu baqeda isikhathi bahlala kule ndawo sekuyindawo yabo, siyibiza ukuthi older people's older persons act, ukuthi abantu bangahlukumezi ngokuthi badala, bangahlukumezi ngoba abakwazi ukuzulwela. So imithetho yonke miningi, ngaba mhlambe angikhumbuli yonke le engisazi ukuthi imele isivikele ekucinezelweni. So yonke imithetho leyo nathi as i-gender commission siyayisebenzisa ukuthi abantu bethu baphephe. Indaba yomhlaba yokuthi abantu basithathele umhlaba. Ngiyakhole ukuthi indaba yaka government njengamanje babhizi nayo. Nathi ngoba umhlaba omningi kusetshenzwa ngabantu besifazana. Siyakhole ukuthi nathi as gender commission sizobazofipa ithuba lokuthi siinvestigate ukuthi abafazi abahlukumezayo bangakanani ngoba esikhathini esiningi yibo abasebenzayo kodwa akusibo bayazenzela imithetho ukuthi ba protectwa kanjani. Yabo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Honorable Kaula was the last one. Ne? Mam story? Oh, we're done. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Pendler, for coming. You'll hear from us after we have deliberated with the our report, and then our committee secretary Nelisa will communicate with all our candidates, whether we are successful or not. But we wish you good luck, and if there's anything else that you want to ask us, you can.
Ndaba ndotama uri va bambudziso mbudziso nga Tshivenda. So ndi khomangala vha si tsha tshi amba Tshivenda. Or kumbe na mi fanele mini vutisana hi Xichangani hikuva ni ya xi tiva. So kumbexani ku tiva swa mina a swi it's not important. It's just a joke. I'm saying I thought maybe someone would ask a question in Xichangani or in Tshivenda, so that I will give you an opportunity to know that I'm a multilingual. Yes, I command these languages very well. So that's the only thing that I feel that it should have been done. But otherwise, thank you very much for this great opportunity. I really feel humbled. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are also humbled that, you know, you came and you are proud to speak your mother tongue, because that's what we're promoting as this government, and as women. Most of us here, you can see we are women, and we are very proud. When we see our African women speaking their language with pride and confidence, we become very proud of them.
Thank you.
Yeah. You must fly safe tomorrow. I hope Nelisa is here for all. Oh, Monica, ne? You're the one. Yeah, Monica will take care of you. Good night. Have a good night's sleep. I know what you've been preparing for this interview. And our apologies for interviewing late. But anyway, all our candidates, they know that due to the kind of work we are applying for, there's no way that we'll finish early. Thank you very much.
Ndiyabulela inkosi.
Yeah.